everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let Me Tell You Why.
I really want to put you, like, clapping over the actual music we have, because it's not going to match at all, and it's going to be cursed as fuck.
You should. The listeners deserve a little bit of a punishment, because you've been very bad, and we'll get to why after we introduce ourselves. I'm your... Oh, God, now I have a complex.
We talked about this last night where all of our friends who listened to the podcast were like, it sounds like it's just Tyler's podcast and Danielle's the guest. And I was like, excuse me, it is our podcast together.
And we've had people write in specifically commenting on how much they like our intro. I read the emails, don't worry. So anyway, I'm your host slash co-host slash I'm nothing, Tyler Webster, joined as always by the grand poobah of Let Me Tell You Why, Danielle Lorenz.
That is me, grand poobah, whatever that means.
Hey, listeners, are you having fun yet?
Today's episode.
You're so cringe.
Got nudie. So today's episode, is a very, very hot and steamy one. Because last week we mentioned that today's episode is going to be about kinks and fetishes.
Yes.
Something that we bring a lot to the table. So it was funny. I was talking to Danielle in preparation for this podcast. She went out.
Because we prepare extensively for every episode.
We do a lot of prep work. We care.
Don't lie to the listener.
this is like Whose Line. The game's made up and the points don't matter. Danielle was telling me, she was texting me. She was saying that she was so excited for this episode because there were a number of unearthed kinks and sexual fantasies that she hasn't felt comfortable talking about, but she was like, I've got great news. I feel comfortable. I think I'm going to do it. On this podcast, I'm going to air my dirty laundry. And so Danielle, the floor is yours. What you got?
All right. So picture this. Baloo from Jungle Book. No. In this fictional conversation that Tyler made up, I said debatable. None of those things. However, we seem to be skipping the beginning of our podcast as it is supposed to be, which is what are kinks?
Yeah. We were just about to get there. he says recovering. So what are kinks? What are is what?
I think you're a better person to say what kinks are than
I agree,
am.
But I don't want to just like plant my feet and just say like I know what kinks are, because
Russell peeking his head in like I know what kinks are.
Russell, what are kinks?
Kinks? You mean kinks?
Kinks are sexual things that you're into, but like in like a personal way. So it's something that appeals to you specifically, and not everybody shares the same ones. For instance, Tyler likes men, and I don't.
So are you saying being gay is a kink?
Yes.
Could be. Depends on your definition of a kink.
I'm straight, but my kink is men. How does that work? Yeah, I mean Russell put it perfectly. If you ask me, I think kinks are telling. And in many cases tied to trauma.
You've
never heard of that?
I mean, I know
the whole daddy thing.
I mean, I know that with that and with like the whole like, you know,
the sexual assault thing.
Yeah, like assault fantasy.
Oh yeah, we're
thing.
Really hot and steamy, gentlemen.
Yeah, like I know that that's a thing with those two specifically, but there are a lot of kinks out there that I feel like aren't tied to trauma.
I don't know. I'm a big hentai guy, and I was actually sexually assaulted by an octopus.
By an actual octopus.
By an actual octopus.
No, so Tyler had kept trying to get other people to come on this episode because he didn't want to say it out loud until I said it. But it's true. He was worried we wouldn't have enough to talk about because I'm asexual and therefore I don't, you know, quote unquote, practice as much as, you know, the common man. And so...
So, do you want to... Excuse me. Do you want to open with something to prove me wrong, or do you want me to start?
Well, so here's the thing. Like, I now am pretty vanilla.
Okay.
But... way back when I was, like, you know, discovering things and before I'd realized I was asexual, I did a bunch of fucking weird shit just because I was like, And it's honestly because I hadn't realized I was asexual yet. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, why isn't this as, like, fun or interesting to me
as hot as they think
as it's right as yeah. it seems like everyone else is like, oh my god, you know, like I remember the first time that, you know, I had had a certain, like, just normal run-of-the-mill experience with someone. I think I was, like, pretty freshly 18, and one of my friends who had, you know, been around the track quite a few times, she asked me, or she came out to me and she was like, oh my god, like, that happened, wasn't it like heaven? And I was like,
no. What was that? Unless you're uncomfortable.
No, it was just like, you know, it was third base essentially. So the guy, you know, like had been doing his thing and I had just been kind of like,
all right.
Like, this is it?
Yeah.
Like, okay. And I didn't want to be like
this an
ass.
What the kids were talking about?
Right. And so when she said that, I was kind of like, I straight up said, I was like, not really. Like, it wasn't like unpleasant. Mm-hmm. It was just like, nothing was going anywhere. And so when I started, like, you know, when I got into my first serious relationship, the one before Samuel, I, you know, obviously the beginning of a relationship is totally different and everything is just sparks flying, fire all the time.
Yeah.
But then once that kind of wore off, I started getting back to where I was and I was like, why is this always what happens? And I didn't know that asexuality was a thing. And no one had ever exposed me to that idea. So I thought something was just wrong with me or I was doing something wrong. So I started exploring all these different things and like all these different little like kinky things. And some of them I'd already like kind of touched on with previous partners, but like not to the degree that we ended up exploring it.
Sure.
And it was a lot of like, you know, nothing super like off the wall crazy, like, you know, but stuff like role play, stuff like, you know, sort of exploring, not to an intense level, but like dipping our toe in the pool of BDSM idea, like food and ice and all kinds of other things. And just so like stuff like that. And all of it seemed very like, this is just more work. None of it enhanced.
This is just sex with extra steps.
Right. None of this enhanced my experience. And I was just like, I don't know what's wrong with me. And then I ended up going in actually, because I discovered I was asexual after I watched a play. That was the first time I saw an asexual character on stage talk about their experience.
Really?
And I was like, holy shit. So it was actually written, it was like a self-written. And it was the thing we saw was like a series of three short plays, so like 3 10-minute plays, and one of them was about like a girl dragging her guy friend to a party. They were like best friends and was like, come on, let's go to this party. And she was super sex positive and was like, you know, I'm trying to hook up, I'm here. And people kept trying to hook up with the guy and he was just like, that's not really what I'm here for. And people kept kind of being weird about it because everyone else is there and like, you know, super like, you know,
fucking and sucking,
right?
And all that. Yeah.
And so and he ended up just saying something that like hit me where he was like, look, there are just, it's just not that interesting to me. Like, it's not the number one.
Yeah.
And he talked about like, you know, he talked to his friend because his friend was also kind of like, what do you mean? And he was like, well, and kind of went into his whole thing. And I just sat there and was like, holy shit, that's it.
That's one right there. That's him.
That's what it is. And as soon as I knew that, I was able to like to do more research and then finally like, you know, come out as that. But like, you know, up until that point, I had explored a lot. And even after that point, you know, my boyfriend at the time still wanted to do a lot of that kind of stuff because I had been his first like actual sexual experience. He had dated other girls before, but they had never really like wanted to go past a certain point, you know, like second base was about as far as he'd gotten.
Oh, sheesh.
And so, you know, because we had done all that stuff beforehand, he had kind of just like been like, that's what it is all
the
time. Right. Like, that's it. And so he kept wanting to do all those things. But at this point, I've acknowledged that like none of that is super interesting to me. So it was just like even worse that time because like, it's just extra steps. Like, can we just get to the thing and then move on? Like,
get over with. Like, just get over it with.
Like,
what is
get
this?
Get it over with?
Get it over with. I just, wow. That was, a moment.
So all that to
my
say...
My kink is my brain breaking.
But all that to say, I have also dated people who have wanted to do things that I have just been like, absolutely not.
What are some things that you've been asked to do that you were like, absolutely, like, I'm not doing that?
Well, I've told you before, blood play, I said, fuck that.
I'm gonna pass out.
I said, fuck that.
Yeah.
Because it was not my serious boyfriend, it was a guy before that, but he was also very experienced and was fucking sort of trying to like, get me into it. And the girl that he had been like, just sleeping with right before he started dating me was like introduced him to it. And I think part of the reason she introduced him to it is because she was like, we in Columbus, we have a decent amount of like actual practicing witches. And
that's actually really cool.
It's actually pretty cool. And there are a decent amount of just like, you know, they're more into just like nature and like peace magic and all that. And for the most part she was too, but he told me that apparently during one of their encounters, she started just like trying to like carve her initial into his chest using her nail.
Oh my God.
And she did it because he ended up liking it. And so like, and then she like did the same thing on her and they were literally just like bleeding during it. Oh! And for some reason that was like hot for him. And so when we start dating, he was like, so I kind of want to do this. And I was like, fuck that.
I will fucking kill
We are not yeah. doing that. And at one point, like, during it, you know, he sort of, like, he didn't try, like, he wasn't seriously trying, but he was kind of, like, nudging the boundary a little bit, and I was like, no. Like, hard line, fuck yeah. that, I'm not doing that. Do not carve my chest open, please. I don't want this.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah, and that's the thing, right? Like, if I express, I want to make this clear just so people don't take this the wrong way. If I say things like, ooh, yeah, no, I'm good, that just means I'm not into the kink. It doesn't right. mean that I'm judging you. Like, if everyone, like, again, I've said this before on the podcast, if everyone is consenting to a crazy sexual thing, I say go with God.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with it. Doesn't
like,
matter.
I'm not
How
judging
weird.
Either of them for that experience because they clearly both enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So and I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm hemophobic, so you if you introduce blood in any capacity in sex, I will pass out. So
I'm still shocked that you didn't pass out at the ER with me when she was like trying to fucking do
I
all
was
that
so you know with my okay with anything and with people I feel like you have different walls, different types of walls for different experiences, right? And for sex with me it's a very, you know, I'm not over here like Mr. Subman going like, oh my God, I'm so vulnerable, but like sex it makes you a very vulnerable
yeah.
thing, right? And so my walls are down for a lot of the time, especially if I'm with a trusted partner.
Mm-hmm.
Like my walls are completely down, like in the bedroom, right? And so that's why, you know, things can flip on its head very quickly if something is out of line.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if you do something that I may not be consenting to or, like, comfortable with or whatever that's that discussed beforehand, I will be like, you know what I mean? Like, I will
yeah.
be, because, like, I'm very open and vulnerable in this moment. And so because of that, my walls are down and I'm just trying to enjoy myself. Yeah, I'm hemophobic. So if that's not discussed beforehand, you know, and of course, you know, women, there are certain times where you can't avoid it, right? Like it's going to happen. And sometimes it sneaks up on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like, you know, oh, that, you know, we're around the time of the month. It hasn't happened yet.
And
maybe,
and
you know,
then
it's happening
that,
during.
Well, and that can happen if you, you know, one too hard and then suddenly, oop, you've started it.
Yeah,
and here
yeah.
it comes.
Let the games begin. And when the games begin, it's a moment of like lightheaded wooziness where I'm like, I'm going to pass it. No, you need to be a tough guy because you're going to give her a complex. And it's not her fault that you have a fear. You have a phobia that don't make it worse. And I'm just like, it's okay.
Well, and that's why that's something that me and Samuel have talked about because you know, there have been times where like it's been that time and like I've wished that we could.
Mm.
But like, he's made it clear that if it's, like, if it's very light, then he can do it. But
yeah.
if it's, like, full first day tsunami of blood, he's like, yeah, I can't really do that. That's a little too much for me.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't really want to either because it's just a mess. Like, I don't like messes, like, at all.
Yeah, it's dreadful. So, yeah, so, you know, we gotta... And I'm not the type, like, I'm not that type of guy who's just like, oh my god, periods, that's fucking cringe. You know what I mean? Like, that's not me. Right. Like, I'm not, like, it's part of your body. It's, I don't care, right? It's not about the thing.
Yeah, as an adult, you just shouldn't view it that way at all. Every woman who doesn't have some horrible thing that they're dealing with, as mm-hmm. far as, like, you know, their uterine tract and everything with
Let's
that.
Go uterine tract on the kink episode.
they have it. And so, like, if you're freaking out about it, it's like, that's half the people that you're just like, there's a thing about them that's just freaking
you
out.
Yeah. So it's like, get over it. And like, and that's my thing is even with my asterisk that I come in with, it's still with the understanding that it's like, hey man, it's chill. It's whatever. Right. And I'm going to go out of my way to not make you feel a certain kind of way about it. That being said, you know, it takes two to tango on that. And it's funny because you were talking about different kinks that you've been asked to explore that you haven't been comfortable with. I'm definitely on the opposite side of the spectrum, right?
Of course.
I'm on record saying this on the podcast, right? I'm very sexually expressive. I like to say when it comes to trying new things, it's like I'll try almost within certain boundaries, within certain parameters. I'll try most things once. Right? But there are certain things that are hard lines for me, right? Any kind of bodily fluids outside of, like, the sexual ones, right. You know what I mean? Like, any type of bodily fluids like that, you got the wrong guy, right? don't pee on me. I'm not gonna do the same thing, anything, you know, backdoor stuff. Like, no, you've got the wrong man. And fortunately, I've not been in a position where someone has tried to kind of push that on me. However,
oh, no, me neither. No.
Being in the realm that I'm in, you know, BDSM and like Dom and sub stuff, like all that stuff, you know, like that's definitely a topic of conversation. And BDSM has found its way in vogue recently. I say recently, like, you know, in the past couple of years. No. Like, you know, I would say probably the past maybe 30 some odd years, BDSM became a lot more mainstream. And so for me, like being, you know, kind of being raised and coming into my own sexually in an environment that's really, really open and comfortable about that sort mm-hmm. of thing, it didn't have that stigma that it had a long time ago. So for me, it wasn't like, oh my God, you like to slap each other around and tie each other up. It's like, nah, man, that's like Bob Standard. You know what I mean? And the girl I lost my virginity to was super into it. And so, so for me, I just like, that just was like part of the game. And so, you know, but everything has its limits, right? Like, you know, I'm definitely a dom. Like, I'm definitely the type to, you know, consensually, you know, slap people around and, you know, be the guy in charge and all that stuff. And people love it, right? Like, that's what they're into. But I was on a Tinder date, and I don't remember if I told this story on the podcast.
I think you told this pretty recently on the podcast, actually.
Did I? The girl who was like, punch me in the mouth?
Yes.
So, you know, that was definitely a wake-up call for me, because I'm like, she actually wants me to, like, kill her. Like, that's insane. Like, I don't want to do that. And I had I had another experience with an individual who had a very, very close and trusted relationship with,
mm-hmm.
right? And this person wanted to do like really extreme BDSM stuff that was like way past what I had ever done and what I was comfortable with. And it was a conversation, right, where it was like, you know, I am the type to be very explorative and want to try new things. Jeez Louise, this chair's killing me. I want to try new things and be explorative, and if, you know, the way she had described it, it's like, when you hurt me in this way, it is a sexual release. Like, I am into it. I really want you to do that. But being Mr. Dom guy, one of my things is pain and the fact that I don't like it. Because, like, you know, there's a difference between, like, a little, you know what I mean? Like, a little something-something.
Yeah.
Because that's not, like, that's not hurting anybody, right? You're not, bam, I slap you in the face, like a little, like that, like a little something, something. You're not being hurt. You feel the pressure of my hand on your face, and it makes a noise. So it simulates the idea.
Yeah.
But I'm not fucking, yeah, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not hitting you. You know what I mean? I'm simulating it. And that, for me, is totally cool. And for a lot of people, they enjoy that as well.
Yeah.
This person did not want that. She wanted like hardcore, like I want to be in pain. And I'm like, that's scary, right?
Yeah.
It's intimidating. And, I showed up and, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it and we're going to see what happens. And you kind of tiptoe into the water a little bit, like mm-hmm. a little, like, you good? You okay? It's like, no, like I'm super down. It's like, okay, you know, like, and I'm big on safety tools, right? Like, you know,
I recall the situation that you're talking about because you told me specifically about like the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, I'm big on safety tools, right? You know, my safe word is safe word because you're never going to say that, you know, in a sexual way.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I want you to remember it. So it's like, oh, I can't remember. Is it pineapple or is it, you know what I mean? It's like, no, the safe word's fucking safe word. You say safe word and everything's done. It stops. I don't care how worked up I am. I don't care how in the moment I am. That immediately, it's like an acting trigger, right?
Yeah.
Like that's how I've gotten myself to get with it, especially when you do high level sex stuff like that, is if you say the word safe word, my brain is trained to just like stop and everything halts and I hands up and I'm just like, whoa, 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 it's okay. Like let's talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. What do you need? Do you need me to walk away? Do you need me to comfort you? Like, what do you need?
Yeah.
Right? Because I feel like if you're going to be doing mature stuff like this, you gotta.
Well, you have to be. Mature. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's not just about, you know, there's a responsibility on both sides. There's a responsibility for, you know, in whatever, you know, I guess kinky scenario you're in. I feel like in a lot of times, depending on what you're doing, there tends to be the person who like is either kind of leading it. Or if you're in a dom sub situation, is the like aggressor,
right?
And so like, there's the responsibility of the, you know, aggressor or the leader to make sure that they are paying attention to the partner, mm-hmm. and then for the partner, there's the responsibility to, you know, say what you're feeling.
Yeah.
So like, if you're not feeling it and it's not good, it is like a responsibility to actually talk about it and to say, hey, maybe not.
Yeah.
And as someone who is bad at that, I acknowledge that that is something that I have to work on personally.
Yeah.
Because I, as an asexual person, I just have a lot of trouble saying, like, no.
I don't fuck with that. Yeah.
Right. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm already depriving the person I'm with of a lot of different experiences and a lot of all of this crazy stuff. And so, to then have us be doing something totally normal and have to be like,
also no.
Yeah, no, feels almost not okay, even though it is.
Right, of course it is.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, right? Because everybody's different and every partner, every collection of partners, you know, no matter how many there are, there's always different lines and different boundaries. And as long as you're being like patient and accepting of what they want or don't want,
mm-hmm.
that's the most important thing. And so like an example, so the girl I'd lost my virginity to was a nymphomaniac and self-proclaimed, right? And, you know, I just lost my virginity and she had sex many times before. And so she knew exactly what she was doing and I'm like learning the ropes,
yeah.
right? And I'm, you know, I'm so nervous and, you know, a little awkward to the sense where it's like, you know, I want to make sure everyone's good before anything. Like, nothing would hurt my heart to know that in this vulnerable moment I hurt you. And she was a sexual assault survivor as well.
Yeah.
So I was double sure to make sure to never go there, right, to, like, trigger something. And she was like, all right, it's BDSM time. You're going to be the dom and I'm going to be the sub and this is what you're going to do and this is what it's going to be like and this is how you're going to talk to me and this is how you're going to treat me and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, shit, that's a lot. I'm like, that's a lot. Like, can I make, like, I can't really have, like, a sticky note that I can put on, like, the bedside table where I'm, like, checking the little cheat sheet.
Stick it to her forehead and just yeah. be like, all right, here you go. So I can just look
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, I put it at her tailbone right above her ass. I'm like, all right, and then you smack
and
her
and then
at,
you do this.
Yeah, at this pace. You know, cock your arm back right where your hand is parallel with your shoulder is enough oomph. And it's like, what the fuck? So she was, you know, she was, you know, we were both young and we were both immature. And so she had her moments, God love her. And so I am tiptoeing into it. And I told her, I'm like, listen, I'm going to do it. We're going to do it. I'm an inch into it. Right.
Yeah.
Little by little. And you just got to be cool with that because I'm really nervous. I don't want to upset you. And so she's just like, okay. And so I'm just like, yeah. Bitch. And she's like, more? And I'm like, yeah, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. And she's like, more, dude, like, fucking more. And so, like, it took, honestly, fucking, like, 20 minutes. And, you know, like, we're having sex and doing other
of
things.
Course,
but I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, you know, creeping into it, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of like, and I'm being silly, but it's like, yeah. You like that? And she's like, more? And so she hit it. She hit a wall. She's just, she like, she stopped. She stopped everything. And she just looked at me. She like turned around. She looked at me and she's just like, I thought you were a fucking actor. Act. And I'm like, well, don't say that, because now you've awakened the fucking Kraken. So she, because I'm like, you know, we're going from 15% to 17% to like 20%, and she wants it at 100.
Yeah.
Right? So she's just like, fucking show up and show out. And so, you know, in acting, one of the biggest things is like when you're in the flow.
Yeah.
Right? When you're in the flow and you're really feeling the character, the energy's different. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, not to be lame, but in anime, you know, when the good guys and the bad guys have their power up and they're like, ah, and then they have this aura around themselves. And then like sure. The other people, well, the viewers know what I'm talking about. And then the other people will be like, oh my God, his aura is so much powerful. Like it's a different
so
thing.
So much powerful.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Shut up. So, yeah, on the kink episode, no less.
We're talking about anime.
But so, like, my whole energy, the whole, like, you could hear the air. You could feel the air just, like, got more dense. And as I just adopted this full on, I went straight to 100%, right?
Mm-hmm.
I grab her by the neck. I didn't choke her. I didn't do anything crazy. But I grab her by the neck. I throw her onto the bed. I get on top of her. I grab her wrist above her head. And I'm just like, you don't fucking talk to me like that, right?
Yee!
Right? And I was like, is this what you want? And come to find out later in life, like that's the energy, yeah. Right? That's what they want. They like that.
Not everybody, but well, you know, the people who do.
I'm sorry. Let me make this clear. The ones who like that,
really
right?
do. Yeah, yeah.
And so, and she just goes, and I'm like, fuck, shit, I'm like freaking the fuck out, going like, oh my God, I just like triggered this woman. I held her for like an hour sobbing. She was crying. She was so triggered that I like did that to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like I felt horrible that I had done that to somebody. And it was almost like, cause she was fine and it was okay. And it was in a controlled environment and she didn't get hurt. And it was triggering, but it was okay.
Yeah.
Right. And it was good that happened then, because that really, like, set the pace for me in my sexual career to be consent first, right? And to be really communicative as to what people want. And so...
Because at any point, and that's, like, another really important thing, is that at any point it can change.
Exactly. Yes, consent can change up until the point where the sex is done.
Yeah.
After the sex is done, I don't think... I'm going to get myself in trouble for this, even though I don't think I should.
No. And I'll agree with you. So we'll go down in flames together.
I don't think it's wrong to say that if sex is right about to be finished and you revoke consent, then you need to stop.
Yes.
Right.
Then stop.
Right. If sex is finishing and consent is revoked, then you need to stop.
Yes.
If sex hasn't started and you revoke consent, it's bad. Right. All of that's fine. But when sex is done and you're smoking your cigarette, you can't revoke consent because it's already happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, to me...
You can regret... Because at that point, it doesn't become consent. It becomes regret. And right. That's a different conversation.
It's different to regret doing something with somebody because that's just a normal feeling. It's the same as, like, if you... You know, if you take a bunch of shots and then you get sick and you're like, ooh, I regret that.
I wish I didn't take all
the
shots.
I wish I didn't do that. But it's not that you... It's not that someone forced it down your throat. You exactly. still wanted to take the shots. You made that decision and were like, this could be a bad decision. I'm going to do it anyway because it's going to be fun. And then you take all the shots and then you get sick. Mm-hmm. That's not someone forced you to drink. That's you are now regretting the fact that you drank as much as you did. So, yeah. So like, that's a totally different thing that I feel like is getting confused nowadays is that people are like, oh, I regret sleeping with that person. Yeah, I'm revoking consent now and like, and you assaulted me.
I'm going to call someone
and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Mm-hmm. What you're feeling is not the trauma of assault. Yeah. What you're feeling is a deep feeling of regret.
Yeah.
And those are two totally different things.
Right. And it's not just because you're feeling regret doesn't mean it's invalid. It just does mean that, you know, you did get the person who had sex with you, good, bad, or ugly, as long as it was consensual in the moment, my girl or my guy, like that's a different topic.
Yes,
so
yes.
So all that's to be said. So being a dom with the girl I lost my virginity to, my first like real big girlfriend. She was just like, okay, you know, about a week went by, right, of just going back to vanilla. She's like, all right, it's time to try it again. And I'm like, girl, like, I don't know. Like, that really fucked with me. Like, I know that fucked with you, but that fucked with me that I put you there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
And it's also, like, you're still so new to everything.
I'm so new. I'm wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I don't know how fucking shit works yet. And so she's just like, no. Like, don't worry. I'll be the dom. I'm like, you fucking what, when?
We're going to switch it up a little bit.
I'm sorry, what? And so this is one of the greatest stories ever. So I was, you know, we were, I'm the sub now. Wee.
Look at me. I'm the dom now.
Look at me. I'm the sub now. I'm the power bottom.
Oh my God. No.
So I, you know, here I am tied spread eagle to the fucking bed. Like a fucking idiot. And I'm not into it, right? But I'm doing it because, you know, it's not like I'm like, oh my God, don't do this, like, for real. It's like, I'm like, it's not my favorite.
It's not like, it's not awakening anything, but it's like, it's fine.
For me, it, like, being a sub is like always easier. Like, the dom's the one doing all the work. So I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, you know, I'll lay down. You know, it's a little uncomfortable, but whatever. Things are happening and it's cool. That's nice. Like, I don't have to do a whole lot.
Tiny segue. I feel like that's probably the reason why that's the role I prefer, because it's less work.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, I prefer that role because I don't have to do as much.
Yeah, it's like you're taking a little night off, right?
Yeah,
it's
you're like, just chilling and letting things happen. And it's just like, okay, I'm just
because I've long said the dom's job is to really control the pace of how everything goes. The sub's job is to really sell that they're enjoying it.
Right.
And mean it. You know what I mean? Like, don't, like, lie and fake it. But you know what I mean? But, like, really, like, convince the other person, like, I am fucking with this. This is super hot. Right.
Exactly.
So I'm just like, I mean, I can do that all day. Like, that's easy. So, the way we had sex was very long-winded, right? We would have sex for hour and a half on average.
Yeah, that's too much. And unless it's like, and maybe this is just me, because I'm also just, you know, little bit about my body. I'm very small, and so other parts of me are also very small, and they can't take very much. And so if it's an like that, that's not even possible. If there's lead up for like an hour 10 and then it's a solid 20 of that, I can do that. But if you're talking about an actual hour and a half of that, that's like a month recovery time for
me.
Oh my god. I will never be the same. Things will not be good.
And so that's how we would roll, motherfucker. So
you can't do that shit when I'm taking a fucking sip.
It was too perfect. I was like, I gotta ruin this for you. So you know, we were 45 minutes in, and you know, we would take like a halfway break, right? It was intermission. And she would go and we'd get some water, we'd rehydrate and whatever, and we'd go back into it. And so I'm fucking strapped to the bed, and she's just like, okay, we're going to take a little break, take a quick five. And I'm like, yeah, cool. I'm like, can I get some water? She's like, yeah. So I'm still fucking tied to the bed. And she goes, she puts on my robe and closes the door, leaves it unlocked. Obviously, she's got to get back in. So she runs downstairs. My brother, who is in the way our housework grown up, is, you know, there's the main floor and the basement.
Oh, I remember this story.
And then there's the upstairs, right? And the upstairs is like kind of like a little apartment space where it's like it's a staircase with two bedrooms and a bathroom.
Yeah.
Right? So it's cut off from the rest of the house. And I didn't know Tanner was home. Tanner was in his bedroom. And he saw Kat put my bathrobe on and leave. So he's just like, oh, my brother's free. He's not fucking anymore. I get to talk to him about League of Legends.
No.
Doesn't knock, swings the door open, sees his brother tied to the fucking bed, dick and balls out, spread eagle, and Tanner opens the door. He's like, "Hey, buddy, I don't." Oh, slams the door, and I'm like, "Ah!"
No, oh,
Cat. Oh shit. Well, whatever. Cat comes running up the fucking stairs. Right, she comes running up the stairs, flings the door open, comes in. She's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Get me the fuck out of this thing now!" Right. So I get out and I like pop the robe on. I like sprint into Tanner's room after him. And I was just like, hey, he's like on his computer, just like not looking at me, like face down. And I'm just like, hey, sport. Hey, champ. How you doing? You see something you didn't need to see? And he's just like, he won't even make eye contact with me. He's like, I didn't see anything. And I'm just like, well, your eyes beg to differ. Are you okay? Like, do you want to talk about it? Like, I'm sorry you had to see that. And he's just like, nope, I didn't see anything. I saw your hairy leg, and I went, no. And I'm like, are you for real? He's like, I'm being for real. You were clearly naked. And as soon as I saw your hairy thigh, I was like, I'm good. I shouldn't be here. And I'm just like, yeah. Now's a good time to talk about the importance of knocking. When my door is closed, that means he's like, well, it was cracked open. And I was like, Tanner, always knock.
Just.
And he's like, message received. That was it. So that was it, right? And then whatever. 3 years go by. This whole time I'm thinking, because he really sold me on, like, I'm telling you, man, all I saw was your leg. I'm like, okay, all right, that's fine. So 3 years go by. Tanner starts drinking with us, right? We're having some beers at the hot tub. And we're hanging out. We're just talking. It's me, Tanner, and my buddy Joe. And we're talking about that experience, and I'm just like, yeah, little did Tanner know that I was fucking spread eagle fucking tied to the bed. And Tanner's like, little did I know. Are you fucking kidding me? I saw everything. I saw your fucking tiny dick and balls. I saw your fucking, your whole shit. And I'm like, yo, I like legit thought that you had fucking, he's like, yeah, do you think I'm gonna fucking tell you the truth? And you believed me? And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Well, I have to ask. And maybe this is gonna, like, this might expose me a lot. Or maybe this is normal. Is an intermission, like, a normal thing?
It depends on the partner. I've had partners where intermission is normal. And I've had partners where it's not, right? And you just go the whole time.
Because that's not even, like, with how I am, an intermission means we're done.
Mm.
Like, it is not possible to go back in, because, like, it's such a gamble if it's ever gonna work the way it should. And so, like, if it does, you got to take advantage of it right fucking then, because otherwise it's like, you know, suddenly we go from nice, you know, Everglades to Sahara in right. 4 seconds, right. And it's like, okay, well, sorry, you missed your window of opportunity, bro. So, like, when you said intermission, I was like, what must that be like to just not have, like, you turn it off for 5 minutes and then suddenly you can just snap your fingers and it's back on? Like, that's a superpower, in my opinion.
Well, and again, it depends on the partner and depends on how you guys do it, because everybody likes it differently, right? I've been with people who like it where it's like if you do more than 10 thrusts a minute, every 30 seconds, if it's more than that, you got to go at a snail's pace or I'm going to be miserable. So I'm over here just like I'm like channel your inner sloth in and out. And she's like, fuck, oh my God, I love it. And I'm like, how the fuck? Like, I just don't get it. But I don't have to get it, right? I'm not
well,
her.
All bodies are different. And
all
so
bodies
people
are
going to react to different
and
things.
And so I'm not judging. It's just different. Whereas some people are like, I'm only feeling it when I'm like fucking like in this horrid, ungodly, fucking uncomfortable position. And you're just like, kilote, baouni, where you're just like, what the fuck? And it's just like, that's what I like. That's what I enjoy, right? So for people like that, yeah, they're gonna take five, right? I need to recover for a second, and then, but like, I'm a little freak. I'm fucking into it. Like, sub me back in, coach. I'm not done. And it's just like, damn, I respect the Constitution of America. Got them. And then there are some people, like, you know, most of the time people aren't either, right? They're in the middle where it's like, I like it until I'm done, and that's it.
And that's it.
And then it's like, cool, right? Because I play heavily off the energy of the partner, right? Mm-hmm. If the partner is super, super vanilla, then guess what? So am I. If the partner is a big fucking freak, then guess what? So am I, right? Because that's, I just like matching energies with people. So you're not any better or worse for not having that, because most of my partners didn't have that.
That was just interesting, because you were like, yeah, we just took it in. And like, I've heard of that, mm-hmm. but I thought it was only in, like, TV shows where people were like, which granted, okay, so I know that I've said a million times that you are Schmidt from New Girl, but what you just said just solidified it even more, because there's an episode where, well, he's like super freaky, like all the time. And yeah. So, super experienced, like big ladies man. And there's a scene in an episode where a bunch of people are sitting out in the living room because, you know, they got a really big apartment.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting in the living room just like hanging out and talking. And he comes out wrapped up in his sheet, still bound. And he just comes out for a second and he's like, "Hey guys, sorry, I'm on a water break." And just goes over to like get some water from the fridge, like still with his hands tied. And I'm just like, so as soon as you said that's all I thought of.
That's so funny.
And I was just like, I thought that was like only in TV. I didn't know that was like a real thing that you do.
No, man. And like, and if you're going to do it, if you know, there are sex sessions, if you will, that are marathons and some that are sprints, right? Where, for real.
No, like, I know.
There are some
I know.
Where it's just like, how much can we get done in a 20-minute time frame? And there are some where it's just like, we're going to be here for like 2 hours, right? And
it's going to be a minute.
It's going to be a minute, so saddle up. And it, as fucking cringe as it's going to sound, hydration's fucking important.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're in it and you're not hydrated, all host of bad things can happen to you.
You'll suddenly start seeing stars.
You start cramping. Mm-hmm. Oh God, you don't want to get a Charlie horse when fucking things are going great. You're just like, oh, right there. And you're like, ah, oh, fuck, ah, shit. And you know what I mean? Like, that's not fucking hot.
I actually do know what you're talking about. I can actually relate on that.
Bro, it's fucking, you know, it's hard out there for a pimp. And so, so you know, it just depends, right? And so, you know, for me, I'll expose myself a little bit. I have the little asterisk on me in my sexual career that was awakened not very early. Like this is in the grand scheme of things, a relatively recent thing, right? Cause I have a pretty decent time, right? Like my duration is something that I'm quite proud of.
Okay.
And on top of that, I'm what's called multi-orgasmic, right? Women have this fucking superpower that I'm genuinely jealous of, right? Where not all, but a vast majority of the women that I have been with, at least, can finish multiple times, right?
Yeah.
While things are going. And for me, it's not the same way. And I always am just like, you know, women get to fucking have great experience. If you know how to like do it right, they're having a fucking gay old time, right? they're living like Larry. Yeah, whereas guys put in a lot of fucking work for 2 hours, and then one maybe at max, like a 20-second moment of, this is great, right? So it's like, well, that's fucking cringe. And so, like, this is so stupid, and this is gonna expose me big time.
Oh, I'm excited.
I legit looked up, I was like, bullshit, it can't just be like that. And I, like, looked up ways in which to, like, kind of, like, tack on another time or two, right? As a guy, right? Where you can have multiple of those experiences. And it's just like, okay. And I figured it out. And I was just like, okay, it's these ancient Tibetan rituals of doing it like this and to prepare yourself to have this result. And I'm like, all right, Captain, let's get to work. And so that was a thing that was like achievement get. Now you have this. And I'm just like, okay, well, let's see how it works in practice. And then in practice, it's like, just kind of bossing. But that, if you're going to play it like that, now you do have to have intermissions, right?
Yeah.
Because it, you know, when a guy finishes, you know.
There's recharge time.
Is recharge time, but that's what, like, when you have it like that, when you have that little asterisk, I guess, the recharge time goes from, like, you know, on average, typical guy's recharge time, if it's fast, like if a guy's like pretty quick on the go, on average, I think it's around like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's fast. That's if the guy's cruising. With this, it's like maybe 5 minutes. Right? Now, it ain't 5 minutes and we could do it all day.
Because yeah.
at some point, you're going to be like, my dick broke, right?
Well, it's also going to dehydrate the fuck out of you.
Oh, my, like, God. It's fucking shit. Yeah. By round three, I'm like, you know what I mean?
That, like, was a whole thing in, I'm not going to like super spoil it, but there is a thing in Community where one of the characters ends up, just one of the characters in the show ends up dying because he like got dehydrated from just like coming too much.
Yeah.
Like it just like he just over and over and over, and that's what killed him.
Whereas the inverse is, there was a story about a girl, a Japanese adult film actress, who drowned in a fucking big bukkake scene. whereas it was like 32 guys and they were all coming on her face at the same time, and there was so much commotion and pandemonium that no one realized that this motherfucker couldn't breathe and then fucking died. And like, as awful as that is, imagine being her parents.
That's what I was just about to say. Imagine being her fucking dad, dude.
And the fucking guy, the representative, like, knocks on the door, is like, I regret to inform you that your daughter drowned in bukkake.
And it's like, now you have to go and, like, speak at her funeral, and what are you supposed to say?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What are you supposed to say?
My daughter always loved taking care of others, and it's just like, holy fuck. She died as she lived.
It's
fucking horrible.
No.
All right.
I was just going to say, so this is something that if anyone listening relates to this, like, I know this isn't something that I feel like it's talked about a lot, and so I wanted to just, like, address it really quick.
Okay.
So I am one of those people, and I don't know exactly why this is the case. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked into any of the psychology of it.
Fucking my foot fell asleep. I'm, like, dying over here. Keep going.
But I haven't, I haven't, like, looked into what the psychology of it might be or anything like that. But I know I'm not the only one, because I know there's at least two other people that I've met that have this same sort of, like, weird holdup.
Okay.
And it's that it is so hard and kind of scary to allow somebody else to make me have an orgasm.
Really?
It is really, like, not an experience that I am comfortable with, and never has been. Like, until deep into my first serious relationship, I was not comfortable enough to even get close. And most of the time I would just, like, stop it right before it got there and just be like, nope, like, don't want it. Then even now with Samuel, sometimes it'll still happen. And then when I tell him that after the fact, he's like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I was that close and you stopped it. Like, that happened pretty recently where I was like, yeah, there. It actually happened really recently.
That's a fucking mood.
Because a lot of times he'll even ask afterwards. He's like, so, like, how many? Because we always joke that he constantly wants to improve his ratio. Because obviously my ratio to him, I got way more, like, you know, tallies on the board than he does.
It's a fucking move.
And so he's always like, all right, so how many did I get? And one of the most recent times I was like, well, you got one. And then you're about to get another in a different way, and I haven't had that before, and I got nervous, and that's why I pulled, you know, that's why I stopped it. And he was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I was that close. And I was like, I'm sorry. It just, like, you know, it was, and obviously he wasn't actually mad.
No, of course, of course. It's all tongue in cheek.
Of course, but it was just, like, one of those things, and it still is, you know, that was recent, and where, you know, in a different way, I'm much more comfortable with it, but in another very specific way, I am not yet, and I'm still trying to get there, and I know I'm not alone, because my ex was that way, where it was very difficult for a long time for him to be able to do that as a result of my work.
Sure.
And same with a girl that I used to know at my old university. She told me the same thing, where she was like, yeah, it's like really, she hadn't even done anything yet, but she was like, the idea of it scares the fuck out of me.
Well, and so, no, that's not uncommon. That's not uncommon. And I've definitely... one of my more recent encounters with one of my exes was just like that, right? Our first time, she had told me that, you know, she was having a great time and had finished multiple times, and oh my god, I'm having so much fun, whatever. And we're sitting there talking about it, and I'm just like, because I've got a pretty good insight, right?
Yeah.
My insight checks has got a pretty good bonus to my fucking fellow gamers out there talking about getting his dick wet. And so I was just like, okay, you're not going to hurt my feelings, right? It's all good. But methinks that you weren't being 100% honest about how things were going in the old bedroom, right? And she's like, how could you tell? And I was just like, I'm pretty good. It's pretty good insight. But here's the thing, right? Fastest way you could get me to turn me off, to make me, like, not want to have sex anymore, is to lie.
Yeah.
I have big trust issues. Do not fucking ever do that again. I get it. I understand why you did it. I would rather... start and finish knowing that you consensually and comfortably didn't get there and you wanted to stop, right?
Yeah.
Then you lie. That's not sexy to me.
Yeah.
It's not sexy because I know.
Yeah.
You can't fucking bullshit me. So I hate that. Please don't do that again. She's like, okay, cool. It's fine. So, but I'm like, that being said, we're going to work out whatever needs to be worked out mm-hmm. to make that no longer a thing, right? Yeah. Because, you know, I have a reputation to uphold. And so for her, like, and again, she's, there's many, many people who have that same thing. It's a trust issue. And it's a comfortability issue. Trust not necessarily being with your partner.
Yeah.
Right? When I say trust, it doesn't mean that your partner's doing something wrong. Yeah. It's sometimes your own comfortability in this space, right? To be experiencing these things, because sometimes it can be really, really scary. I'm not saying it's an always thing, but sometimes it can be brought on by sexual assault, right?
Well, like that, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. And sometimes it can be just brought on by other forms of different trauma, right? That keep you from being like fully comfortable in your own body. And so when that happens, you know, a woman's body, Jesus Christ. I'm about to. It is to my understanding that I do not know for sure.
Let's go mansplaining a woman's body.
I stop myself. It has been explained to me, fuckers, our audience, that there's a lot more nuance to a woman's body than there is for men. I don't think that's mansplaining. I think that's just the truth.
Well, it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a fucking big deal, big to do.
Like, we got a whole weird fucking roadmap in there, and not every, you know...
Not every map is the same as the other
every
maps.
Every map looks different from the last one yep. that you saw. Some of them got some right angles in there, and yep. some of them are curved, and some of them are straight, and it's like, all right, I don't know what's going
it's
on with this one.
It's complex and confusing, but it is, you know, it is your partner, you know, partner, boy or girl or in between, it doesn't matter. It's your partner's job to figure out that roadmap, and I think that makes for a good... lover in the bedroom, right?
Well,
it's someone who's interested in figuring you out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I remember that was something that actually, like, you know, made me really happy when me and Samuel first started dating, because that had been a pretty big concern of mine. Obviously, it was one of the first things I even, like, said when we even talked about just even the possibility of mm-hmm. us getting together, and nothing had even happened yet. We were just like, you know, we were expressing that we like each other, and then me being me, I was giving out all the reasons I didn't think it could work, because that's what I do. And so I was just like, well, there's this reason. There's the fact that I'm asexual and you are very sex positive, or at least you tell me that you know, fuck every day. And he was like, well, you know, in general, I feel like I just match people, so I don't think that would even be a problem. And then, of course, when you first start dating someone, it's just like, whoa, like all the time. That's exactly it. That's the sound you make.
Dude, rare is the moment where I don't make Mario sound effects in the bedroom.
Rare is the moment.
Yeah.
And he just, poor John, just in the next room hearing, yahoo!
Yahoo! And he's like, damn it, Tyler's having sex again.
No, but...
But it's just me by myself.
Oh, God, no. No! It's so much worse. But no, that was a big thing when we first started dating, is I was worried about that. And so once... And not just because, you know, obviously when you first get with somebody, it's just like, you know, wildfire. But mm-hmm. even in spite of it being like that, I know that I don't react the same way, period. And, like, that's just how it is. And,
sure.
And like, you know, things that he was used to being able to get an immediate reaction were not that way with me.
Mm-hmm.
Or it would get a reaction one day, and then the next day, absolutely fucking nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, bro, don't look at me. And we're back.
You were saying...
Yes.
About sex.
No, but... But that was something that, you know, I was nervous about when we got together, because I was like, I feel like he's going to get really frustrated, because that would happen with a lot of other partners where, like, they would just get frustrated that I'm not reacting. And
yeah.
and I would feel bad because I'm like, why am I broken? Like, why are things not working?
You're not broken. It's
and,
just different.
Well, and that was the great thing, is that, you know, I told him, I was like, I'm sorry. I just don't know what, because I think it was one of the first times that, you know, we had still managed to get through it, but it was difficult. And so I was like, you know, I'm sorry that it's so not, like, easy.
Yeah.
And he was like, he specifically said, he was like, no, it's just like, you know, it's like I'm just learning how to essentially drive a different type of car.
Yeah.
And he was like, and it's actually fun because, like, you know, I get to sit here and figure you out. Aww, and figure beautiful. Out, like, all the different switches that have to be flipped and that some are only conditional depending on what day it is and yeah. how you're feeling and this, that, and the other. And I love that. It actually, like, made me really happy because I was like, wow, okay, like, you know, this isn't as much of a problem as I thought. And it ended up ending in one of the, like, sweeter things that he has said that has stuck with me through our whole relationship, which was...
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks.
Oh, my gosh, it was so romantic. But but no.
I got it tattooed.
Yeah, so right hot. Here. But no, nice chest piece. But, but no, Samuel in the other room hacking up a lung. But no, I had a bit of a complex about his previous relationship, who was also a bit of a nymphomaniac. And so I was like, well, you know, it's just, I feel like it's not great that you have to go from super easy to hard mode, you mm-hmm. know, where everything's going to be really difficult.
Right.
And he was like, well, here's the thing. Because I was like, you know, I don't lie to me. I know it was better with the other person and like all this stuff. And he was like, here's the thing. It actually wasn't, and here's why. And I was like, okay. And let me tell you why.
That's how the podcast got started.
And he was like, you know, yeah, she like, you know, she was more comfortable and knew more things. But what he said is he was like, with her, it always felt like a solo, whereas with you, it feels like a duet.
Oh, and, that's fucking so gay. Fuck that. No, that's so beautiful. I love that.
But it stuck with me through the whole thing, and it made me, and to this day, it's what continues to make me feel comfortable and okay with being built different. And,
Tonka tough, let's go.
Built fucking Ford tough. But that's like something that but it's something that has like helped. So all that to say, kinks are fun.
Wow, holy fucking shit. That's so beautiful. I love that. I love that. Well, We were talking more about, like, sex as opposed to, like, kink specifically, because one of the things that I was going to mention about, like me at least, thinking that we were going to have shit to talk about, I'm glad that I didn't get to expose my fucking freak shit. The one thing I will freely expose is that I've come to find out, I've been personal on this podcast before, and I think now's a good time to do that. I've been recently on a big path of, like, self-healing. Cause I've been going through some shit and it's been really fucking difficult, right? Like I've been dealing with some major league family issues and life issues and everything. It's been tough. And, I realized that in the wake of some of the shit that's going down, that I have some unhealthy habits in terms of how I cope and deal with pain and yeah. trauma and suffering. And those three ways were, primarily it was drinking and sex,
mm-hmm.
but then smoking came into play a little bit at the middle of this year. And like, you know, at a time it was the full trifecta, right? Mm-hmm. Anytime you're upset, it's like, cool. You know, take a hit. Anytime you're upset, it's like, if you don't have a hit, take a drink. And if you don't, you know, and if you can, you know, get, you know, hop on Tinder and fucking get some, yeah. right? And do your thing. And, that was it. That was the coping mechanism. That's how you, it's like, you know, oh, you're upset. Cool. Hop on fucking Tinder, get to work, grab yourself a girl and like have a good time and go enjoy yourself. Right. You're just going on a date. It's not a bad thing, but it's like, if you're using that as a coping mechanism, that's extremely unhealthy.
Yeah.
Right. That's extremely unhealthy. And so, today actually marks, 3 weeks sober, of everything.
Yeah.
We did it. And I'm blessed with a phenomenal support system. But in the wake of all of this, on top of realizing that I was, in fact, an alcoholic, right, which I didn't realize because I'm like, you know, I don't wake up in the morning and do a shot of vodka. I don't come home and have fucking three beers. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, it's not like that. So how does that make me an alcoholic? So I'm not an alcoholic. I don't need it.
Yeah.
And then you go without and you're like, I fucking need it. Holy fuck. And it's like, ooh.
Turn into fucking SpongeBob.
I don't need it. Yeah, it's just like that.
Yeah.
And so realizing that you do need it is like really... It's kind of terrifying because you're like, holy fuck, like I genuinely thought I was good. And it's the fact that I thought I was good that means that was a bigger problem than I thought. Wow, fuck. And it was the same thing with sex because I miss it. What do you mean I can't have sex? I can't. So, you know, that part sucks, right? Yeah. That part fucking blows. Actually, it doesn't. That's the whole point.
It's the whole point.
And so, you know, for me, it's one of the things that I have realized in my moments of weakness that I have overcome, right? When I say I'm sober, I mean across the board, right? I haven't relapsed at all. But in my moments of weakness, I've realized that one of my hidden kinks that I just kind of discovered is there is an actual level of sexual gratification in doing something that I know I'm not supposed to.
Oh, are you kidding me? That's like a huge thing. Yeah. Like for real, that is a massive, you know, even if it just, even if it's with like, you know, your serious partner, if it's like in a place it's not supposed to be, mm-hmm. or like, you know, or something along those lines, it's, yeah, like 100% that's a thing.
And that's like, you know, but for me, it's like, you know, the more severe, the more hot it gets. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you should stay the fuck away from, you know, any of them. An ex, mm-hmm. right? Pick one. And it's like, oh, but if she came a knocking, fuck, that would be so awesome. You know what I mean? Because I shouldn't. And then there'd be so much fucking messy drama that would come as a result, right? Oh, that makes it better. You know what I mean? It's just like good. And so there's that part that's in my heart, right? It's like they were talking about in the AA bit for Midnight Mass.
The addictive voice.
The addictive voice. Yeah. Right? That voice, you gotta isolate that. Because it is. It does feel like it's a different entity, mm-hmm. right? A different version of yourself, a different person that's drawing you towards doing shit that you shouldn't
do. Well, it's like your fucking id. It just comes out and it's like, ooh, but these are your base desires.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to push for this because in this moment I can. And it's like, this person just like, you know, hits you up. What can you say to them that'll get them over here? Like, that could be a good idea.
Yeah. And being a reformed, recovering, big time like womanizer / manipulator. Like, and that's the thing, like, I say that everything has always been consensual.
Yeah.
Right? I've never done anything past that.
Yeah.
And even so much so where, and I've said this a million times, I'll say it a million times more. It's not just consent, it's excited consent.
Yeah.
It's not just like, I'll fuck you. It's like, no, the fuck you won't. Stay away from me. I don't like that. That's not hot. It's like, I need your fucking dick right now. It's like, we have a winner, right? Like, let's go. So, you know, so for me, that's kind of the thing, right? But, you know, you don't realize, and that was the scariest thing, is that in this level of, you know, in this moment of recovery, I don't realize that, holy shit, certain things that you do with the best of intentions are inherently manipulative,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's a bad thing. And so, you know, but so with all that being said, you know, you were talking about, you know, that being very common.
Yeah.
But when you don't realize that that's something that you have and then you kind of realize it, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm glad we've isolated that.
Yep. We have isolated it. Now we know what it is.
Yeah. But doing the right thing is so fucking boring.
Yeah. Well, get over it.
It's so fucking boring, dude. Oh, my God. So now I have to do, you know, normal people things like play Dungeons and Dragons to feel better. Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, why does that feel like an amazing username for something? Dungeons and Dragons to feel better about my dad. Like, that feels so good for some reason. Let's and go. I don't know it's why.
A satisfying thing.
Yes.
So I want to end with something. This is the lightning round because we got to wrap this up.
Okay.
So I want to end with a lightning round where we're going to alienate a good percentage of our listeners by making them feel bad about themselves.
What? What are you talking about?
So I'm going to go through rapid fire a bunch of kinks that come off the top of my head, and you're going to tell me whether or not they're hot or cringe.
What the fuck?
Doesn't that sound fun and toxic?
That sounds so toxic to our listeners. Good. Disclaimer, if I say it's cringe, it just means that it's cringe for me. So let's go ahead and just say that.
Yeah, let's go ahead and say that. Well, before, let's do this. Hold on. This is the content you guys came here
oh,
for.
Oh, yeah, is him doing a Google kinks. Search for a list of kinks.
Yeah, 27 links, kinks and fetishes.
27 okay. links and links lettuces.
And links and lettuces. Let's go. Okay, all right. That's not a kink. That's fucking lame. Okay, hold on. All right, cool, cool, cool. You ready?
Okay.
So we'll both give our answers, okay, right? Or we'll just say hot or not, right?
Okay, hot or not.
Okay. BDSM, hot.
Hot.
Dominance. I don't know why that's different. But
I don't think that's super different, but hot.
Hot, hot, right? Sadism and masochism.
In certain doses, hot.
I would say not in most cases. In very rare cases, yeah. It's hot. Switch, as I am, I definitely fucking hot.
Yes, yes.
Big time hot. Ropes and bondage. I say hot.
It depends on the situation. To me, again, that's kind of like a lot of work.
What does that word say?
What is that word?
I can't pronounce it.
I don't want to say that word.
Why? It's not a bad word.
What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to entrap people. Praise kink.
Oh, not for me.
Yeah, like that kind of like worship.
Yeah, not really for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with like a light no. But yeah, like if someone was super into it, I'd be like, okay, fine.
Right.
Fine,
yeah. Right.
Primal kink. What the fuck?
I don't know what that is.
Is it like animal play?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is, but if let's just pretend it's animal play.
No, no.
Yeah, I'm out. Breath play.
What is? Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah,
like
yeah,
restricting
yeah
airflow.
Then
like,
yes. Then
yes. I'm gonna say no, actually.
Not like actually restricting, but like as long as everything's still good, like and.
But that's not what it is, though. It's not the illusion. It's not the illusion of you can't breathe. It's actually keeping you. It's like actually controlling your breath during
then
sex.
No.
Okay. Yeah. That's really fucking scary. Breeding.
What?
Breeding.
What?
It's the thought or fantasy of getting pregnant.
Oh, no. Not even a little bit.
Fuck you.
No.
Bukkake.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with no. I actually, of all the things that I am into, the group sex, where it's like one girl with a bunch of different guys, that is actually a hard line for me. Like, I have no interest in doing that whatsoever.
Yeah.
Involving any other guys.
I just don't want anything on, like, my face. That doesn't sound good.
That's fair. Cream pie.
No,
absolutely. I'm not. That doesn't do it for me.
No.
Fletching? What the
what
fuck?
What is that?
Fletching refers to licking, sucking, or eating semen.
What?
Out of someone's ass.
Oh, ew, my... no!
Ah!
No, hard no, hard no.
Damn, I'm over here talking about how like sexually explicit I am, and that sounds awful, so I'm gonna say no. Consensual non-consent. So it's like pretending like rape fantasies and stuff.
No, not for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go hard fucking pass.
No.
Sorry. Cuckolding.
Oh, so as long as it's not real, if it's just like an idea in your head.
Okay.
And
like as a fantasy,
almost like a role play thing. Mm-hmm. Then that can be fun.
Okay.
Yeah, that can
okay
be fun.
Okay. I'm on no on that one, but okay, cool. But that's cool, right? Exhibitionism. So having sex in front of people.
Oh yeah.
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 I think that's hot.
I was hard no until very recently. I had an encounter with someone who was we were like genuinely like getting everything set up.
Yeah.
To do it, and it just didn't work out because of scheduling conflicts, comedically enough. But yeah, I would say yes. Fisting.
No.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, I'm good.
I mean, if the person was like trained and knows how to do it, like I mean, it's not like I'm gonna be like, oh my god, I need to fucking fist you, fuck. It's like no, but like whatever. Frauding.
What is that?
Frauding is when two men rub their penises together to achieve sexual stimulation by way of non-penetrative.
So what you and Russell do?
Yeah, what me and Russell do, I say hard fucking yes. I say yes to the point where it's like, give me more, please. Dude, that's what Russell and I are going to do after this. We're going to go frot.
It's where you just like make a fire, but instead of two sticks, it's two dicks.
That, I'm sorry. I know that was a loud laugh, but that was very funny. I don't
that's
know
what you did in Boy Scouts, right?
Yeah, that's what I did in Boy Scouts. Fuck, you want to talk about what I did in Boy Scouts? Shit. Humiliation.
No.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. No. If you even so much as say, like, you know, I don't even fucking, no, I'll fucking blow me fuck off. Impact play.
What is that?
Impact play is a type of sexual spanking. Oh, or
oh
striking someone with a toy. I would say yeah.
As long as it's not in my, like, it's got to be concentrated to, like, one place.
Okay, we're almost done. Role play.
Depending, yes.
I say absolutely.
Yes.
Europhilia or piss play.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Voyeurism. So it's like so instead of exhibitionism being like, we're going out. instead of exhibitionism being like, hey, we're setting it up to where, like, everyone can, like, see us, like, on a stage, voyeurism is, like, someone's, like, a peeping Tom is, like, watching us, like, from the shadows.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the same thing. Age play.
What?
It's, like, where it's, like, someone's, like, super older than you.
No.
Or younger, right? Daddy Dom or little girl.
Ew, no, I don't like that.
Yeah, let's go. I do like my older women, though.
Well,
I'm gonna say hot. I'm gonna say pretty hot. Dirty talk in the bedroom.
Oh yeah.
For sure. I'm proficient. I actually took expertise in dirty talk. yeah, I got a +9 on that on those checks, motherfucker. Orgasm control. This is the last one.
Oh, is that like edging?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, fucking hard yes, no fucking cap. And I don't even care who knows it. All right, now we're gonna throw in a couple ones that I'm curious about. Furries.
No, not for me.
Yeah, no on me there, Captain. Hentai.
I have been exposed to it, I think, one time, and all I could think was, that's not how bodies work, so
yeah.
No.
Yeah. All right, and that's going to do it for this episode.
and that's it.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Really, really appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and spin the wheel real quick to see what are we doing next time.
Is it going to be kinks again because you didn't remove it from the wheel?
Listen, I didn't ask to be born. All right, it's going.
Oh,
and
it's going to be mine.
No, we're not doing that one.
Oh, fuck you.
So yeah, guys, so next week, tune in next week for a
very different episode.
We're
going to
follow
week.
Up. We're going to follow up this hot and steamy episode of Let Me Tell You Why, the Kink Edition, with books. We're going to talk about books.
So how he was nervous that I wasn't going to have anything to talk about on this episode. I'm nervous he's not going to have anything to talk about on next week's episode because you don't read.
I can't read.
He can't read.
I can't read. No, I mean, I've read words before.
Okay, cool. So we can talk about some words?
Yeah, we'll talk about some words that I read.
You know, like diplomacy and like, yeah. Just throwing out some SAT
yeah,
words.
Yeah, I've read the dictionary once or twice, cover to cover. Cover to cover. It's a real page turner. All right, but yeah, we're going to tune in next week where we talk about books. I can't wait. My dick's fucking rock hard in preparation. Well, I don't like that I said that.
I also don't.
Listen, I don't like that I said that. You don't like that I said that. But you know what? We're in it together.
And
right?
That's why kinks are
and
bad.
And that's why kinks are fucking... and that's why kinks are fucking hot. Yeah. Are you having fun, listeners? Does anyone even listen to this podcast?
Apparently.
Yeah, we get a lot of emails. We read all of them. Does it for tonight's episode, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you very much. Be sure to like and follow and subscribe
and all
the things that you're supposed to do. Email us with dirty fan fiction. We're bringing that back. I have a project that I'm working on that I think, whoa, we can't do it anymore. We were going to do a drinking game. We were going to make a drinking game out of reading bad fan fiction. And we can't do that anymore because I have to be fucking sober because I have to get my life together. So I have some good ideas for what we're going to do with fan fiction. So be on the lookout because that's on the horizon. But until then, I've been Tyler.
I've been Danielle.
And this has been fucking hot content, motherfuckers. Put your dicks away. Let me tell you why is over. All right, good night.